Hello from the Resource Center's Diagnostic and Treatment Clinic, 75 Jones and Gifford Avenue in Jamestown, the Michael J. Raymond Center. We are back for a second show with Kane Sunny, physical therapist here. Kane, I guess the first treatment that I provided wasn't too bad because you sat down for a second one.
Thank you, Dennis. I'm happy to be here.
Now, during our first show, which was on not long ago for the TRC update, which is this program that we're doing today, we talked a lot about the general aspects of physical therapy made available by the Resource Center to the disabled population that you primarily serve and to others in the community as well. In the course of enumerating a list of services that are offered here, you mentioned pulmonary rehab. And you asked to come back a second time to focus on that specifically because it is a very specific aspect of physical therapy and not one commonly offered. So, Kane Sunny, when we talk about pulmonary rehab, I presume it means pulmonary rehabilitation, what are we really talking about?
It's a pretty broad scope. It's something that we've been developing here over the last year since COVID-19 has come about, really about providing patient education about breathing techniques and strategies to increase participation and their ability to do what they were able to do before. Now, whether it's COVID-related fatigue or more chronic conditions like COPD and emphysema, we have a really good team here that has been able to enhance and improve people's ability to participate in activities that they haven't been able to do in a while.
And this is something, as I mentioned at the outset, you informed me in advance, is not widely done. This is kind of groundbreaking for not only the Resource Center, but the community.
Yes, we did find that most of our patients that were being treated under the pulmonary rehab, they had to drive to Warren, and that was very difficult and a very large barrier that they weren't able to get the treatment, especially when winter came. And as soon as we opened that up here at the Resource Center, referrals just started coming in.
What are the tools that you use to help, to say it perhaps too simply, to help people breathe better?
The biggest one is patient education. People don't realize how important maintaining a respiration rate when they're doing activity or exercise and exactly how to breathe. We use different breathing techniques. We can do airway clearances. If you do have congestions within certain lobes of the lung, we can identify that, position you, and help clear those secretions. And it's really patient education driven. And we provide that patient education, and then we build interventions that are based off of the patient's goals, specific to what they want to be able to return to do, and we just kind of work that in the clinic until their endurance and ability increases.
Now, you said you've just cultivated this over the last year or so, post the beginning or after the beginning of COVID-19. Have you seen success stories? And of course, we're not going to give names or personal information here, but just give us an idea of if it has been working out well for the people who've come.
That's exactly it. With people that come, people that attend regularly, they're gains are very noticeable. The physicians are very happy. The reports that the patients have been giving back to us and to their providers have been two thumbs up. And some of the individuals we've been able to, with working with their physicians, decrease their oxygen use on their O2, and they're maintaining higher activity without oxygen on than they were with oxygen on when they arrived.
You know, there's some members of the audience who just heard that are saying, what did he just say? Because those who are, and I choose my words carefully here, encumbered with an oxygen generator or tank often find it to be very unwieldy and a real challenge, and the opportunity to have more of life without one would be very appealing.
That is completely understandable. And if their referring provider will give us a titration order, allow us to reduce that oxygen use during activity and possibly remove it during activity as long as we maintain their vitals within a certain range, then we go ahead and push the individual to that level, if safe and appropriate, and our response has been good.
How long does it take to teach someone to, as I said it, oversimplified, breathe better?
It's individual specific. Some individuals pick up on it very quickly. Some individuals have a very difficult time. They kind of rest their hat on old habits, and it takes a while to break those habits. And that's really what we're trying to do. We're trying to build new habits.
I'm just sitting here breathing and thinking about breathing, which is something that most of us do all the time, I hope, and don't think about much of the time. And what a gift it must be to be able to get some of that function back and to just get the audience listening to this today to think about their own breathing, what a gift it is, and what a gift it may be to some members of the community to be able to get some of that function back or to improve if they have found themselves, you know, a long hauler in COVID-19 and are looking for a place to get some help.
That's exactly right. And that's why here at the Resource Center, we really focus on what the patient's goals are and what activities they want to return to or be able to do again. And that could be anything from hunting to going down to get the mail, which are things that may seem kind of minuscule, but they mean the world to certain individuals. And if you provide those goals to us, we're going to try to facilitate them.
Do you have room in your practice now for more people who may want or need pulmonary rehabilitation?
Yes, we do. We recently just added another physical therapist and brought another PT into the Article 28 clinic, and we are currently building the caseload, but currently the availability is very good.
So, if anyone wants additional information on this specific topic today or physical therapy in general here at the Resource Center, and the specific topic today was pulmonary rehabilitation, they can call you at 661-1541 and begin the process.
That is correct, Dennis.
Kane, Sonny, always great to have an opportunity to talk to you. Thank you for the opportunity. The audience does not know this, so drop the veil for a second. I've come to know you quite well over the last few months for physical therapy needs of my own, which you have met with a very high degree of success and professionalism here. So I personally thank you for what you've been able to do for me here at the Diagnostic and Treatment Clinic of the Resource Center and encourage others in the community to reach out to you.
Well, you're welcome, Dennis, and thank you for the support.